Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's live episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I'd like to welcome you to our weekly gathering space where we talk about the astrological energies and what is going on in the world and the cosmos and how it's working with us in our daily lives. I am an author, spiritual teacher, radio show host, a professional astrologer, and a business coach, all wrapped up into one. Like a lot of you, a lot of people, we have all these different titles that we give ourselves and hope that we can offer something that supports you on your journey. And one of the areas that I love supporting people with is astrology and their spiritual growth, in addition to business development, because so many of you out there are ready to help more people through your business. So, a lot going on. And I hope that this show brings you greater connection and awareness about you, knowing that you're not alone when you're feeling certain energies. You aren't the only one who might be experiencing something. I hope this show brings you validation and some detachment around what is going on in your world. So we are moving through May, and the energy feels a lot different than April. Maybe that is something you've noticed and you felt. May has certainly been a little bit calmer. Thank God, right? Because we need the slowdown. We need that sense of grounding, of can I just catch my breath, please? Can I just get some things clear? We have great support with that right now because the sun is in Taurus. The sun is the biggest light in our solar system, and it is the biggest light in astrology. So the sun is really setting the tone. It sets the energy. And then all the other planets interact with the sun's energy. And so think of the sun as the biggest flashlight, the biggest spotlight, and then all the other planets contribute their light, and that is what we have going on right now in the cosmos. So with the sun in Taurus, we are reminded to return to our physical bodies, to breathe, to take those really deep, solid breaths. And one thing that I was reminded of, actually, is remember to breathe deeply into your stomach. Really expand your diaphragm when you breathe. Really do the full inhale and the full exhale, because we can forget that. You know, breathing can be so automatic, right? We don't think about it. We just do it. But when you can consciously take that moment to breathe deeply into your diaphragm, into your belly, it really nurtures and supports your whole physical self. And that is what Taurus reminds us to do. It is the first earth sign in the zodiac. It is showing us what we value, what's important to us, where we want to direct and invest our habits, our daily life, our sense of this has meaning to me. It is connected with the five senses, everything we can touch. It's connected with how we feel about ourselves being in physical form. You know, as a human being, you have inherent value and worth just for being in this physical bodysuit and having your feet on the earth. And so the sun in Taurus is asking us to remember this part of ourselves and our experiences. We can forget, and yet we have to come back to center. I feel that Taurus energy can be very zen, very peaceful, doesn't like drama, doesn't want to get tangled up in anything chaotic. It wants to be simple and have a simple life that has meaningful, valuable qualities. So look around in your life and look at what does have meaning and value to you. Now, the other players in the sky right now are fire. There's lots of fire energy. I've been talking about this for weeks. It's sort of a, you know, broken record here. Fire. It's going to be shifting later in May. But all this fire energy is reminding us to get it going. It's this universal push out the door. Trust the feelings. Trust where you feel inspired, motivated. Allow a little bit more courage in. Because this fire energy is about action, momentum, getting things started, getting it going. And it's so important now to say yes to the new roles, the new ideas, the new projects, the new possibilities, possibly new partnerships, possibly new relationships. This is a year of new beginnings. This is a time of going forward into the next part of your life and of your soul's growth. It really is. And I know that over the past few years, we've had false starts around that. You know, raise your hand. I'm right there with you, raising my hand, that you thought certain things were going to go or be more than they were, or, you know, just have something more attached to them. And perhaps that didn't happen. And so you still learned. You still came to understand things. You still have important experiences to take forward based on whatever transpired or did not transpire. And now the universe is saying, here we go. Now you move forward. Now you get to choose what you want. And the fire energy in the sky is supporting that. So the fire energy includes Mercury in Aries, Uranus in Aries, Eris in Aries, Venus in Aries, Saturn in Sagittarius, and then we have the North Node just moving into Leo as of yesterday, Tuesday, May 9th. So the fire energy is supporting your courage, your spiritual expansion, your motivation, your creativity, your ideas. I mean, it's really meant to light that bonfire within you to help push you forward, to get that zest for life back. And if you have fire in your chart, it's going to be working with you to amplify that inherent fire. And if you don't have fire in you, in your chart, it could feel like a kick in the butt that you aren't ready for, and yet, guess what? You actually are ready for it, and you need to get something new moving. It's fresh energy, a fresh beginning, something that really says, okay, this is my next dream. This is what I want to build. This is what matters to my heart. So this week is a lot of fire still. Mercury in Aries is actually conjunct Uranus, and that's not a comfortable place because Mercury likes to move fast, especially in Aries. It's the quick tongue, the fast remarks, the instant anger, the fast ideas, the fast words. Everything happens really quickly when Mercury is in Aries, especially right now because it's conjunct Uranus. So it's like unexpected developments and breakthroughs and speed, and be careful out there and watch how you're driving your car and watch for other drivers because people can be impulsive and impatient and reckless. But the higher expression is that it's a go, go, go energy. And it could feel at times like you've been spinning your wheels. I've described previously how it's a bit like a jogger who has to just keep pace at the crosswalk and wait for the light to change green in order to take off again. So Mercury's had to pace himself. But it's meant to also help you get an idea of where you do want to run to next, where you do want to take off to next. Mercury will go into Taurus a week from today, next Wednesday, May 17th, and then you might even feel like, okay, I am really solid in my ideas, my projects, my solutions, and what I want to build. The other element here is we have our buddy Mars in Gemini, and I talked about that a bit last week. But Mars in Gemini is a multitasker. He does a lot. He's like, I will do this with my right hand, and I'll do this with my left hand, and I'm just going to stay busy, busy, busy. He carries on multiple conversation. He carries on, you know, multiple, all the social media accounts. He's just doing a lot of things everywhere. He can be very productive. He can be overwhelmed. He can feel anxiety. It can feel like mental stress that shows up physically as physical stress because you're looking at all the stuff you need to do or want to do or you committed to, and you're going in all directions and you just don't know how to stay organized. Now, the best way to work with Mars and Gemini is to be very clear on just a few tasks to do every day. Say 1, 2, 3, I'm going to get these 3 things done. The other thing is to segment out your priorities. For example, I've had so many emails lately. It's totally this Mars in Gemini and the Mercury in Aries energy. I've had so many emails every day. I mean, it's like 20 to 30 people that I'm corresponding with and working with and getting back to and following up with, and it's just a lot. And it's all important. Like, I can't drop the ball. I can't drop the baton. I have to keep the pace. So I set certain times of the day that I keep these conversations going, that I respond to these emails. I have to keep the pace. And it's important to not get overloaded mentally. Breathe it out. Give yourself extra time to do what you need to do. And move your body. Mars in Gemini is physically active. It is a runner or a sprinter or a walker, marathon. It's the legs, okay? It's getting those legs going. You know, if you need to take off and run down the street, you should just do it. I'm just thinking you should do it. No, but really, you want to be moving the energy physically through you. Let's see. Today, full moon in Scorpio. Funny, I thought I was going to start the show talking about that, but I started talking about other things. So now we're back to the full moon in Scorpio, which is when the sun is in Taurus, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, and the moon is in Scorpio. So they're at different sides of the zodiac, polar energies, different intentions, different desires, different motivations. Every full moon is an opposition of energies. And it's been building since the new moon in Taurus back on April 26th. So 2 weeks ago, you had a new understanding about what matters to you and what is important to you, where your energy should go, should be invested, as well as your self-worth, like what you really believe about yourself. Then over the next 2 weeks, you build up from that point. The moon continues forward and you get to this point in the sky with this full moon, and Scorpio asks you to look at it deeper. Go into the feeling of it. Go into the emotion. What resides there in those deeper parts of you? What's your true motivation or your true intention? Scorpio energy is often misunderstood, and it's difficult to understand, to be fair. There's a lot of unconscious Scorpio energy in the world. There's a lot of negative Scorpio energy. It can be malicious, bitchy, betrayal, manipulation, lying. It can be really low vibrational energies. And it's all very emotional. It's an emotional energy. And I know one astrologer said that, well, the root of all that is because Scorpio doesn't like itself. It's actually, it hates itself. And I think that with Scorpio energy, it's like an accumulation through multiple lifetimes of emotions that were never resolved, fears that were never resolved, very unconscious, very, you know, it's a part of you, it's your shadow energy, it's your shadow work. And it's where we have a lot of shame. We can have a lot of shame with our Scorpio selves. Now, everyone has some kind of Scorpio energy in their chart, and it gets highlighted. There's an area of your life where it gets highlighted. And so this full moon in Scorpio, it can highlight those fears, the shame, the parts of yourself you don't like. It can highlight them depending on what house this full moon is at. Now, the full moon in Scorpio is at 20 degrees. And so you would look in your chart to see, well, where is 20 degrees of Scorpio? And that's where you're being asked to let the shame go, to let the fear go, to let those parts of yourself that you didn't see before, the darker parts of you, the shadow parts of you, the parts of you that are not perhaps your best self, let that. Are you able to commit to letting that part of you die so a new part of you can emerge and be reborn? Scorpio is associated with three different animals. It's associated with the scorpion, which is that lower vibrational energies that I talked about. You know, it's the sting. It's the moving through the darkness, and I'm going to get you, the revenge. You don't know when I'm going to sneak up on you, and then all of a sudden I'm on your foot stinging you with my stinger. The scorpion is what most people think of. Then there is the eagle, because Scorpio can have a lot of wisdom, a lot of deeper understanding. It's also a psychologist, a counselor, a therapist, one who cares about other people and wants to help them move through a situation or see something at a deeper level. So there can be the eagle's wisdom, and that is about looking at something from that higher viewpoint. So the scorpion is right there at the earth, right? It's right there at your feet, at your toes. It can't see anything. The scorpion is just trying to survive. But when you connect to the eagle's viewpoint or the eagle's perspective, you can see the terrain and you can say, okay, I might feel a certain way, but that's not how I'm going to react. Or I might have a fear and I can see that fear right there, but I'm going to choose a more conscious decision or a more conscious awareness around this. So there's the eagle's higher perspective, higher wisdom that is also associated with Scorpio. And then the third animal is more symbolic, and it is the phoenix rising. And it is that phoenix rising from the ashes to be reborn, rebirthed, a new awareness, a new light, a new understanding about what it's been through. So the phoenix was in the darkness. It burned something to the ground. It turned it into ashes, and then it rose up above those circumstances, that situation, that relationship, that reaction, that part of you that you thought, you know, I'm not really proud of myself for saying that or acting that way, or I'm not really proud of myself, or I don't feel good that I feel that way. It can be anything that instigates shame or that sense of, I can do better. I want to do better. And so Scorpio energy can help you with that growth. It's often private, hidden. It's your own inner world. It's sitting down on the couch, talking with the therapist, talking with that one person you trust so that you can work with it consciously instead of working with it unconsciously and staying in those stuck patterns that perpetuate a part of yourself that you don't really like. So, you know, no big task, just that. Just that's going on this week for all of us. The moon is going to move into Sagittarius on Thursday, and that usually has this this lessening of the load, this return to the party, this sense of I'm ready to have some fun, and I want to laugh, and I want to have a good time, and I probably want to overdo it, and maybe I shouldn't drink so much or eat so much, but it feels good right now. So when the moon goes into Sagittarius, we feel uplifted, we look for greater truth and what we really believe about that situation. So if you're feeling it this week, if a you felt someone sting, or you were the stinger, or you're aware of something that you're not really so happy about, then it's good to see that as one of your learning tools and to understand that you can make another choice with it. I think with the moon in Scorpio, there are stings, and people, especially with all this Aries energy too, it's a very impulsive emotional reaction. I got this kind of rude email from someone last night. I'm trying to remember if it was last night or this morning, but it was during the moon in Scorpio, and I was like, ooh, ouch, stinger. She's got a little stinger going on right now, and I know that in her life, she has a lot of pressure on herself around something she's putting together. It's a really important project for her. And she, I just decided to let it go, right? Like, you don't want to, like, okay, I know what she has going on. She has a few people who are on her team who are helping her with this project, and I think that she's feeling frustrated with what is going on, and she just was, you know, using her stinger, and it was like, okay, so that's what you chose. And I said, ouch, like that's kind of a sting, you know, but I understand why your intensity is so high right now. So we've got that going on. And with the full moon, it really brings it up for people, and it really can make them feel like their power is outside of themselves. And when we remember that it's not, it never is, it never can be, and we return to center, that's what the sun in Taurus is saying. It's saying, okay, your emotional reactions maybe might feel big or might feel like they're out there, but return to your center, return to your core, and understand that you choose how you feel about yourself, regardless of anything. So the full moon is going to die down, and then we're going to move into the next new moon in Gemini. This year, we have a nice cycle going with the new moons and the full moons. Last year, here's an example. Last year, the sun moved into Taurus, and we had a full moon in Scorpio, and then the new moon in Taurus. This year, we had the sun move into Taurus, the new moon in Taurus, and then the full moon. This order, the new moon first and then the full moon, is more fluid. It's smoother. It has more of a natural buildup to it, which is a really nice juxtaposition to last year. Because we would have the full moon first and it'd be like, oh, my God, emotional reactions, everyone's on guard, everyone's intense, everyone's blah, blah, blah. And then we would come back down, and then the new moon would ground us and center us, and then we'd have this next flare-up or this next thing. This year, again, it's smoother. It's, okay, the new moon first. Okay, I start here. This is my understanding. This is what I'm beginning. And then I build up to the new moon, or excuse me, the full moon, and I get it, and then I circle back. So the lunar cycle is more natural this year than it was last year. It means we're working with our emotions more consciously, ideally. Ideally we are. But we're also, there's just a better flow. Because I remember last year talking about how, okay, we have these full moons that trigger something first, and then the new moon is meant to bring us back to center. I can see that, okay, some of you are confused by that. And so here's another example. When the sun moves into a new sun sign, this year it's going to move, okay, so it's going to move into Gemini, and then it's going to have the Gemini new moon, and then the full moon in Sagittarius. That's the quote-unquote natural order of the moon, okay, where it starts with the sun and then it builds up to an opposition with the full moon. That's this year. Last year, the sun moved into Gemini, and then we had this full moon in Sagittarius, which instantly amplified everything. And then we had the new moon in Gemini. It was a different order for the moons. And when that happens, it makes things emotionally bigger. This year, we feel like we're getting a hold of it. We're understanding the emotional work. We're understanding the lunar cycles. We're working with greater consciousness. Okay? So I hope that makes sense. I want to move on to talking about the North Node again, because I talked about it last week, but it's important because the North Node hasn't been in Leo for 19 years. So what you do is you go into your brain and you think, okay, 19 years ago, and I don't know why I do this to myself, but I never get the right dates going. So, okay, it's 2017. That means 19 years ago was 1998, right? I'm not good with this stuff on the spot. Anyways, you think back 19 years ago. That's the last time the North Node was in Leo, and there was a part of you that was coming forth that was a creative expression, something courageous. It could be a new love started, a new heart's desire, a new relationship, a new someone you dated that you were really attractive to. Leo is about dating and mating and playing. It's about creativity. It's about self-expression. It's about children. So it has this very expressive energy. You know, it's about sex. So we're entering that cycle again. And we just ended the focus on Virgo, which was all the work we were doing. And now we're moving into play, playtime, inner child, bright colors, going to the playground, you know, doing something fun that you're thinking, I haven't done this in years. It's the North Node in Leo asking you to find your joy in life and your art and your creativity. And what do you want to make? Do you need to paint? Do you need to do something with sculptures? Do you need to play with mosaics? Like, where do you need to express yourself? And that's what's really starting now, and it's going to be this way for the next year and a half, 18 months. The sun is going to line up with it at times. Other planets are going to connect with it at other times. And every time something works with the North Node, it's showing us where we're growing. It's also known as the dragon's head or the dragon's tail. And, of course, people have different interpretations of that. It's meant to show us where we're collectively growing. And wherever the North Node is transiting in your natal chart, it's where that area, that house, is shining a light and opening up for you, and there's energy coming through. It's asking you to grow in the areas of that house. And when the North Node comes through, it's showing us where to grow and then where to release, what to let go of. So it's moving into Leo, the North South Node, is in Aquarius. So we're letting go of groups of people or tribes that we're not connected with anymore. We're letting go of too much group thought or feeling like we have to blend in with the crowd. We're letting go of people that we don't have the same vision with. We're letting go of what no longer calls to us that has purpose. And you're asked to strike out on your own with courage. That really connects with your creativity and your soul's light. I always feel like the North Node is an opening to soul energy and the downpouring and the showering of your soul's light of where you can expand and be more than you knew before. So that's beginning this week. We will talk about it next week and in the weeks ahead. I hope you'll join me back here next Wednesday for our next show. And in the meantime, know that the full moon in Scorpio can make some people stingy, but let it go and focus on how you are becoming a better version of yourself, because this week is really highlighting that as you continue to grow and understand that great things are happening. And yes, it's your job right now to say yes to the new parts of you that are coming through. So I will see you back here next week. Thank you so much for your time. Take good care out there. Bye-bye.